Hello, everyone. This is Gerald Salenti, and it's Tuesday. You know what Tuesday is? Trends Journal Day, Tuesday, October 28th. And here's your new Trends Journal coming out soon. Here's the cover. Yep. Pirates of the Caribbean. It's not about drug trafficking. We'll steal Venezuela's oil. Got it? Got it? Oh, don't believe me? Why don't you believe Trump? Yeah, this was him when he was running for office. Listen to this clip.
How about we're buying oil from Venezuela? When I left, Venezuela was ready to collapse. We would have taken it over. We would have gotten all that oil. It would have been right next door.
When I was running, Venezuela was ready to collapse. You're full of fucking shit. You're full of fucking shit. That's right. Oh, you're going to put that guy in Guaido, remember? Oh, nobody remembers that. We wrote about it back in 2019 when you tried to do that. Had fucking nothing to do with drug trafficking. He said it right there. All it has to do with oil. And none of the scumbags in the mainstream media report what we do. Here, again. Number one, he's full of shit. When he says that they were ready to collapse and we were taking it over. We were taking it over. What the fuck right do we have to take over Venezuela? Shut the fuck up, Salenti. What do you think we went into Iraq for? Wanted to steal the oil. Oh, how about Syria? Oh, yeah, you remember we were stealing it over there in the east. Oh, how about Libya? Yeah, same deal. Where the fuck is the outrage? Oh, no, I'm a Trump supporter. I like crap. Yeah. Yeah, this is Trump, State of the Union address, back when he was president.
That's why my administration reversed the failing policies of the previous administration on Cuba. We are supporting the hopes of Cubans, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to restore democracy. The United States is leading a 59-nation diplomatic coalition against the socialist dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. Maduro is an illegitimate ruler, a tyrant who brutalizes his people, but Maduro's grip on tyranny will be smashed and broken. Here this evening is a very brave man who carries with him the hopes, dreams, and aspirations of all Venezuelans. Joining us in the gallery is the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. Mr. President, please take this message back to your family. Thank you, Mr. President. Great honor. Thank you very much. Please take this message back that all Americans are united with the Venezuelan people in their righteous struggle for freedom. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Yeah. Look at that fucking bullshit. Yep. Yep. Restore. You got 59 nations. 59 nations supported that guy. And he calls Maduro a socialist dictator. Hey, it had nothing to do with drug trafficking, did it? No, he's a socialist dictator. What the fuck do I care? I'm an American. Yep. Illegitimate president. Who the fuck are you to say he's illegitimate? And what right is it of ours? Is our country's riding in front of us. He goes, be smashed and broken. Hey, hey, got some. Hey.
Oh, hey, I'm going to end the Ukraine war in 24 hours, all right? All right? It's going to be smashed and broken, all right? All right?
Hey, you're full of shit. How about that?
All right, all right.
Going to be smashed and broken. No one talks about this. No one. In the mainstream media, and that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We give you history before it happens. We give you the facts. We're not little prostitutes, little media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. So again, look at the cover of your Trends Journal. It has nothing to do with drug trafficking. It has to do with stealing Venezuela's oil, as Trump said back last year. That's what he wants, and that's where it's going. Yeah, very, very upsetting. As a man that's a warrior for the Prince of Peace, as I am, and a launched Occupy Peace, I hate this war shit, and they just bomb some more, kill more innocent people. Oh, they got drugs. Let's kill them. We're not bringing them to court or anything. We just kill them. We got evidence. You're right. Anyway, on to the markets. Stocks, they hit another record high today. And they're waiting for tomorrow that the Fed's going to lower interest rates. And NVIDIA, poof, went up another 5% just today. Yep, almost 5% reached a new high. Again, there's going to be a dot-com bust. This thing has nothing to do with reality. And that's what your economic update this week is all about. There is no connection between Wall Street and Main Street. Again, we put all the facts in here. First of all, it's going to be a dot-com bust. They're starting to talk about it now. Again, as we write, was ignored by the mainstream media is that there is absolutely no connection between Wall Street and Main Street. American households were glummer about the economy in September than at any other time since April. Oh, April? When Trump was going to do all those, putting tariffs on, going to put tariffs, but I'm bullshit, I'm going to take them off, all right? Markets are crashing. That's how low, it's even lower than it is than back then. It was 52.9 or 2. And, it's 55.1 now. Let's see. About 70% of people responded to a July Wall Street Journal survey said the American dream is no longer valid. Yep. About 80% doubted whether their children's lives would be better than their own. And again, look at the job cuts. The markets are going up. At Amazon, they say they're going to cut down 30,000 jobs. 30,000 jobs in every week. Every week in your Trends Journal for well over 100 weeks, we've been writing about the jobs going down. That's right. When the economy falls, the jobs go with it. And all the businesses that are going out of business that they don't report in the mainstream media. America, again, we're two economies, and we're moving further apart. The rich are getting richer, and the people are getting poorer. All the facts are there. 4 in 10 Gen Z see no future at all. Again, watch out for the Gen Z revolution. It's happening all over around the world, not all over the world, in Nepal, in Kenya, in Morocco, in Madagascar, and other places. They have no future. They see it, they feel it, and they know it. What else do we have? Canadian businesses and consumers brace for recession. Yeah, no kidding. But what they don't report is that little Trudeau, another little arrogant daddy's boy, locked down the place. Draconian lockdowns destroyed the country, as it is all over the world. And that's why inflation went way up, and it's going to be dragflation. The economies are going to go down. Inflation's going to stay high. Again, they're bragging that the inflation is only 3% in America. It's higher than that when you put in the real facts that they don't put in. So it's going to go down. And again, we have a whole load of very important information. Hedge funds dive into Hong Kong's IPO market. the IPOs, the equity markets in Hong Kong are going way, way up. Because why? Because they're looking at China leading the world in AI development. All right? Again, the facts are in your Trends Journal. The dot-com bust is going to hit America. The markets are going to crash. And remember, when all else fails, they take you to war. So here's the deal. If the United States invades Venezuela, could you attack the attacker? Are you allowed to attack the attacker? In close combat, that's all we do. We only attack the attacker. So if the United States invades Venezuela, watch out for a 9/11 event. Yep. Payback's a bitch. And then again, Trump has put new sanctions on Russia's oil. So Brent crude went down again because supply is way greater than demand, even putting sanctions on here. And then if Israel is now ramping up the war again, Israel strikes across Gaza after Netanyahu orders forceful response to Hamas's attack in Rafah. What the fuck you doing in Rafah? Hey, Salenti, we could go anywhere we want. The right God gave us this land. It's in the good book, chapter 6, section 8, shove it up your ass, all right? Hamas on Tuesday opened sniper fire and shot an anti-tank missile at IDF's troops conducting engineering operations in the city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip. Engineering? Who the fuck are you talking to? They keep violating the ceasefire agreement. It's nothing more than more Trump bullshit, more genocide. Prime Minister Netanyahu ordered the IDF to begin forceful strikes, kill more innocent people. That's the bottom line. So again, whole sections on your Israeli war. The International Court of Justice tells Israel must allow agencies to provide assistance to Palestinians in Gaza. Bullshit. We're not going to do it. And again, what ceasefire? Israel carries out more deadly strikes in Lebanon. Yeah. Keeps violating the ceasefire. They're getting them Hezbollahs. Yeah, them Hezbollahs who threw us out in 2006. We hate them Hezbollahs. We were still in their land, and they throwed us out. We hate them terrorists. That's the fucking shit. That's the fucking shit. They call Hezbollah terrorists and militants because they fought against Israeli occupation. And again, they keep violating the ceasefire. Don't get upset, Salenti. Be a little coward like the rest of the people. Again, U.S. says Israel did not violate ceasefire after deadly strike in Gaza. That was before this happened. That little boy, Rubio. Yeah, one of the pirates over there in the Caribbean. And what else? Hiding evidence, Israel refuses to allow international journalists to view destruction in Gaza. And again, special guest articles. This is a great one. Yep. President Trump needs to turn attention to our problems by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Jailed in America for free speech by Judge Napolitano. Who would Jesus bomb? The gospel according to the military industrial complex. John Anisha Whitehead. Guest article by Joseph McCullough. And again, along with what we're saying on the same line, different way, bank failures expect runs on banks. That's right. By Gregory Manorino, get ready for the office building bust that's going to bring down the banks. You can bank on it. And Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran. AI agents, the battleground of you. And on, Trends in Geopolitics. EU to steal Russian assets to give Ukraine money as they're going broke to keep ramping up the war. Again, watch out for a big false flag event to happen in Ukraine. Oh, by going back to gold, remember to go back to our trends, this podcast on, was it October 16th? I said, watch for gold prices to go down at least $500. And they have. They went down a little over $500. And now they're on the way back up. I think gold is near the bottom. And again, it's an iffy. I'm not saying 1,000%, but I believe it's near the bottom. It can go down lower, but not a lot. So, and again, a lot of wild cards out there that could drive the prices back up. And again, what else? Warmongering freak Lindsey Graham says land strikes on Venezuela, real possibility. Isn't that nice? And again, Trends Eye Views, Trends in High Tech Science, and the Presidential Reality Show. Yeah, remember Trump, I'm not going to start a war, carried out the 83rd airstrike on Somalia since taking office.
Hey, I'm not going to start a war. You vote for me, all right? All right?
Yep. Again, a man of peace or a piece of shit. What he said then and what he's doing now, that was way back, and it's changed a lot since then. And tomorrow, you have Salenti and the Judge. Don't forget to tune in. And again, subscribe to your Trends Journal. There's no other magazine like it. By the way, Bitcoin hit up, was around trading around 114,000, went down to 113,000. But it's still going to go up. The Trump family is going to keep, and the gang is going to keep pushing the crypto markets up across the board in a lot of different ways. And again, you have to look at the facts between Wall Street and Main Street. There's no connection between the two of them. But here's what's going to happen. When the equity markets crash, that's when reality hits the street, Main Street. It doesn't happen until Wall Street crashes. Then the pain of the common plantation workers of slave landia that we are, that's when it becomes the reality. And the reality is coming soon. So again, we have loads of articles in your Trends Journal, geopolitics, economics, high-tech science, on and on and on, technocracy, AI, whole sections. So subscribe to the Trends Journal if you want to read history before it happens. See you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time.